Blog Talk Radio.
One true living God, the supreme being, the most high, the omnipotent, the omnipresent, the all-wise, universal architect of the heavens and the earth. I want to say good morning to all. Thank you so very much for joining me this morning in the 30-minute broadcast that I do, this being Monday, quote-unquote, Moon Day, for those of us who are not aware of the different signs and symbols that are all around us. It is also the Labor Day, and we should keep our eyes wide open as we may be coming into a time and place and space of time where things are happening all around us, and we just need to be very, very aware. My name is Sinetra Lincarace, and like I said, I'm hosting this morning 30-minute run of Amina Rays Broadcasting. Today's episode entitled, After Difficulty Comes Ease. For those who may have a background in Islam, after difficulty comes ease that comes out of the Holy Quran. It has always been one of my favorite uplifting mantras when going through difficulty, you know, difficult times. And it's always good to have some affirming things that you have under your belt to say to yourself when you face difficulty. The whole premise for this 30-minute broadcast is to apologize for the poor quality of the content of the Saturday and Sunday broadcast. There were a lot of people who took the time out of their busy schedules to listen in. And I went through 4.5 hours, 2 hours Saturday, 2 hours Sunday, where my headphone mic that attaches to my laptop, I'm not even quite sure if that's what it was. I don't know if it's my Wi-Fi, but as I mentioned before, it's difficult when you can't access Blog Talk on the weekends. You have to wait until Monday, you know, through Friday to be able to make corrections, and I simply did not know, or else I would not have pushed through those broadcasts like that with that. It sounded like it was like a delayed voice content, and like the guy, really, you know, Jay Hoon said, he said to me, you know, when the vibration of my voice would go higher, it seems like that would create that, you know, that would create the delay reaction in the mic. So irregardless of what the problem was, we agreed that we should just go ahead and take the broadcast down. We are going to redo them. We are not going to be stopped when it comes to putting this truth out here on the airwaves. And when you want something done bad enough, you'll find a way. It's not so much as to do these particular broadcasts so that we could hear ourselves talk. I know for myself, I benefit greatly. And I sincerely enjoy the God build with the God Brother Jay Hu. I really, really did. And I really considered, because his audio came in so clearly, I really considered just keeping them up, you know, because I didn't think it was fair to him, because my mic was going in and out. His was just fine. The clarity was good. You know, however, we agreed it's better to go ahead and take them down, and we will do the broadcast, same exact topic, for Saturday night, which is The Matrix Unplugged. The Matrix Unplugged, Open Mic Night, and also the Sunday night, we're going to be looking at the decoding, of the book of Revelation. We got through a whole chapter. Block Talk did give us an extra 30 minutes. You know, sometimes they do that when you are conducting a broadcast. You will be able to go past the time that you set up, which is, you know, it's very good. You know, so I like to think about settling on the best part. I always am mindful of being, you know, very respectful of other people's time because I want people to respect my time and my energy and my efforts as well. But when you put out a poor quality, it's like if you go to a, you know, a store or, you know, say, for instance, you take a chance and order something, you know, online. And this is really funny. I was looking at the feeds, the news feeds on my Facebook page, and somebody had uploaded or posted this particular post, and it was Donald Trump, and he was speaking about China, China, China. The whole broadcast almost, the whole post, the whole video clip was a constant repeat of him saying, China, 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 in all different kind of ways that he could possibly say it. Now, when you look at that news clip, I'm saying that because there's a lot happening right now with China in the world news. There's going to be a lot happening to come. China, Brazil, let me put it in order. Brazil, China, India. Let me start over. I'm talking about BRICS here. And BRICS is an acronym for these economic world powers. BRICS, starting with B, would be Brazil. R would be for Russia. I would be for India. And C would be for China. Now, they have decided that they want a different monetary system other than the one that is the current monetary system. And they are looking at doing a dollar reset, resetting the value of the dollar. I'm mentioning this because it's important to know. And it's necessary because when you have people who are intensely doing what they can do to create change, and they have made a choice that they are going to pull their resources together, countries have done, to bring about a worldwide change as it relates to the currency, the world's monetary currency. Then it's something that you have to take into consideration. How is that going to affect you? And what monies or fiat notes that are not really worth the paper that they're made on? How does that affect us as a community of people? How will we pull our resources together and help each other through difficult times and create some ease thereafter, not only just for us in the present, in the here and now, because we haven't been good as a community as it relates to supporting Black-owned businesses. We haven't been the best. Somebody put up another clip. If I'm not mistaken, this one was from the old Shaft. And Isaac Hayes and Richard Roundtree, they opened up that black-owned, barbecue. Black men, black people, we love those barbecue ribs. I don't anymore, I was raised on them, though. I was raised where my mother, she made a very, very, very good sauce. And my father would go out there and stand over that barrel, old school barrel barbecue pit, and he would, cook that meat. But anyway, I'm just freestyling today because it was about a, apology and showing appreciation. So I'll do both. So, this is what I do on my brief 30-minute broadcast, just to put something on the mind. It's Labor Day. People are probably posted up at the park trying to get a spot, a nice spot under the tree at a table and whatnot. Now, that clip where Isaac Hayes and Richard Roundtree were at the barbecue shop and Chris Rock came up in there and he was like, "How much for a rib? How much for a rib? I sure am hungry." And he's asking, "How much for one rib?" And then that knucklehead went on to say, "How much for a drink?" And he's, "Well, forget the cup. Can you just put a drink in my hand?" And then this fool goes into his pocket and pulls out a whole roll of ducats. Man, that was really, really crazy. But this is the poor behavior. That skit said a whole lot. Because at the end of the skit, Chris Rock is gonna tell them, tell the brothers, "Come on, help a brother out." As if to say, he wanted help for nothing, and he could help. He wasn't looking at it like that. Black people always think that we have to give each other a pass, or we have to give a. We always looking for that handout, Not only from ourselves, but we have a generation of young black people who are of the mindset that the world owes them something, and the world does not owe any of us anything. My father used to tell us that he's responsible for food, shelter, and clothing, and an education. He said, "But it's up to you whether you're going to apply yourself and get that education." All that they could do, they did to help us to get prepared for the world. And, they are greatly appreciated for that. I want to bring in my god brother Jehu on the line. God brother Jehu, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you, God, sister. Peace.
All right. Peace, peace, peace to the God. Are we having that same problem that we had on this past weekend, where the audio is sounding all delayed and staticky? I mean, that audio sounded horrific. How
Yes,
has it been sounding so far?
it sounds good. It sounds clear, God, sister. It sounds real clear.
Okay,
Sounds better.
that's good to know. Yeah, it sounds much better. And like we discussed as it relates to that possible short in my headset and my mic, we want to offer people who are coming to listen to the Omni Rays broadcast a couple of hours where we are sharing the truth. We're not necessarily here for anything else other than that. We're not trying to waste people's time. Because it takes time and energy for us to, you know, apply ourselves to be able to bring something of substance to these broadcasts. And God, Brother Jehu, I want to thank you for your patience. You know, it's really, really appreciated. You know, and thank you for, you know, helping me to make that decision to go ahead and take those broadcasts down, you know. Did you have something that you wanted to share? I've already said my apologies. I've already, you know, shown my appreciation. You know, that's what these 30-minute broadcasts are all about. If nothing else, they will be a divine reminder, because we are always continuously about the God build, about the elevation, about the upliftment, and about sparking light and relaying that pure light from those transmissions that we are receiving from the Supreme Being, so that, you know, we can build confidence in ourselves and in each other, you know, as the original people. Yes, sir.
Yes, I heard that you mentioned some terminology on the broadcast. People also don't know the true meaning of certain words and certain events, like the word barbecue, for instance.
Okay.
They don't know the thing. I mean, they don't know the true meaning of barbecue or where it came from. But it became a traditional thing amongst the so-called black race. But that term was used when they, back in the days of slavery, when they associated killed one of the brothers and sisters of the so-called black community, and they would come back and barbecue him. But today, you know, they took it as, but in time they had forgotten what these terminologies meant or what they did. So we just picked up the traditional way of doing things. And like I said, in today's society, we think that's a thing or a normal thing, but truly they don't know the hidden things behind all these things, these terminologies. All these things deal with symbology.
Mm-hmm.
And just like
you
the
know,
word picnic. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just
go
like
ahead,
the word picnic.
Yes,
it's,
sir.
They like pick a nigger, you know, just tell the truth, straight out the straw, I mean, raw and uncut, you know what I mean, pick a nigger, but they think that's a beautiful thing to do.
Have you ever seen that there was a book, I'm trying to recall, since I'm on my different phone, I could walk around over here to look at my library. I believe that book was called Without Sanctuary. Have you ever seen that book?
No, Bart, just a name.
Okay, in this book, Without Sanctuary, this particular book had a lot of very, very, very gruesome photos of the lynchings that have taken place over the time period that black people have been in slavery. And the thing about that book, Without Sanctuary, when you look at those lynchings and whatnot, they would always pick to do a lynching around one of their quote unquote, you know, holidays. Or, you know, like you said, you know, on the picnic day, that's what the pick and the nick. The nick is the nigger or the negro or the colored person or the darky. And a lot of us may have heard this before, but while we are, you know, taking the time out to enjoy our days, go enjoy the day off for those of us who are not, you know, getting ready to go be a slave on the job or, you know, go pursue our, you know, career endeavors. And, you know, even for those persons who are doing for themselves, who are self-employed, who are taking the day off, we still need to be consistently reminding our youth of how it is that the picnics came to be, because we have a tendency to participate in these holidays especially the unholy holidays like Easter, Xmas, a.k.a. Christmas, and people don't know, you know. People have no idea what the root knowledge is as, or the origin of why some of these holidays came to be in existence.
Exactly.
So I'm very, very glad that you wrote your hand as a reminder. I almost went right over that one. I'm so appreciative. You know, that's why that's why these God builds are, you know, are important. They spark thought. They are a book of remembrance to us. What are some of the other terminologies that you could think of, if any come to mind, God, Brother Jehu, that you can think of as it relates to specific things that we are not aware of that are hidden in hidden in plain sight? I'm thinking about the 4th of July, you know, comes to mind. And in the 4th of July, that would be another day where I did do a broadcast on the quote-unquote Independence Day. It's in the archives, so I'm not going to go off into that. But I do want to, yes, sir. Go ahead, God, Brother Jehu.
You know, like you spoke of Christmas. You know, we can talk about the different similarities with Christmas, but you know, like the Christmas balls they have on the trees. It's also represent the black man's genitals.
No, I did not know that. I really didn't.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's
a
lot of.
Go ahead, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, God, sister.
I like to utilize technology to the fullest when I can, when we are talking about these particular events. Because, you know, God, Brother Jehu, today is September the 7th. Oh, you know what? I gotta wish somebody a happy birthday. But today being September the 7th, we are a couple of days away from the fear-mongering that they always like to induce in our people as it relates to 9/11. So I want to say, you know, keep our eyes and ears opened. We have a lot to be aware of, or we need to continuously, you know, build upon our awareness and look at everything with a critical eye. Always keep that critical focus. And also, ask the questions that you may not have asked in the past, you know, have a desire to know. God, Brother Jehu, I like to stay on schedule. And these weekday broadcasts are scheduled to be a short period of time. So with that, I want to thank you so much for coming to share a word on this morning's Amina Ray's broadcasting. Thank you so much for your support. It is so appreciated. I am going to close out as I came, as we open, so we also remain in the name and in the power of Amen. We trust. We, the God family, solar beings, we live, we breathe. We move forward, we have our beings, and we are free. Okay. God, Brother Jehu, peace to the God.
Peace to God.
how I feel right now. I don't wanna take no time to write this down. I don't wanna tell you how I feel right now. Hey, tomorrow may never come for you or me. Life is not a problem. Tomorrow may never show up.
Come on and do it right, like you.